WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Makes me feel so powerful.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Easy as his name and the boy's coming straight out of Compton.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Pussy. It's all about pussy.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Don't throw up your hands in disgust. Don't roll your eyes.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, what's the little drop-ins from propaganda pieces?
Everything up to this point has been sort of shunted aside by his charm, really. His smile, his demeanor, and of course his history of excellence.
This is the first letter that I wrote back home to Mom and Daddy a few days after I'd moved to Nashville. June the 2nd, 1964, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear Mama and Daddy, I hope this letter finds everybody well and happy. As for me, I'm fine, I guess. I'm just a little lonesome and a whole lot homesick. I got to Nashville okay, and I thought I'd better write and let you know, because I knew you'd be worried about me. Now, I don't want you to be worried about me, because I'm going to be all right once I get settled and used to being away from home. Now, I didn't realize how much I loved you and all them noisy kids until I left, and I didn't realize how hard it was to leave home either till I started to leave, and everybody started crying, including me. I cried almost all the way to Nashville. And I wanted to turn around a few times and come back, but you know how bad I've always wanted to go to Nashville and be a singer and songwriter, and I believe that if I try long enough and hard enough that someday I'll make it. Don't worry about trying to send me any money or anything, because I've got a job singing on an early morning television show here called The Eddie Hill Show, and a couple of folks already told me that they might record a couple of my songs. So I'll be making enough money to get by, and I don't want you worrying about me being hungry or anything. And Nashville's not exactly what I thought it was going to be, but I believe I'm going to like it here once I get used to it. And I don't want you worrying about me getting in trouble either, because I'll be good, just like I promised you I would when I left. Well, can't think of anything else to say. I guess I'd better close for now. And you write me real soon and tell everybody I said hello, and I'm going to be real anxious to hear from you, because I sure miss you, and I love you an awful lot. With love, as always, Dolly.
Thank you. hands in my face. Just imagine it. I want to taste it. I want to feel it on my lips. I want to feel it on my face. Don't you like to shoot with me?
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts Community Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are for sure serving you up some music education with an American ethnomusicological theme called Straight Outta Nashville. In case you didn't already know it, one of the things that makes a Tears of the Gods different from plastic sushi is that we like to go deep rather than wide, usually focusing on one or two styles of music rather than having all the genre jumping we're famous for on a plastic sushi, strawberries and thyme. And tonight, we're going to be focusing on a particular subgenre of American country music known as the Nashville sound, which was created in the 1950s and the 1960s primarily by the outstanding American guitarist and record producer Chet Atkins, along with producers Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson. It basically started out by replacing elements of the popular honky-tonk style, which had fiddles and steel guitar and nasally lead vocals like Hank Williams, with instead the more smoother accompaniments of 1950s pop music. So they had string sections, they had background vocals and crooning lead vocals. And then another thing about the Nashville sound is it incorporated slick audio production techniques and pop music kind of styles and structures. And this had the effect of greatly expanding country's music appeal to adult pop music fans, and led, in fact, to Nashville replacing Hollywood as the nation's second biggest recording center after New York. And, you know, every Tears of the Gods also has a featured album or artist. And tonight we've actually got two of them for you. First off is one of my favorite hard rockin' bands, Nashville Pussy, a four-piece fronted by the husband and wife team of Blaine Cartwright and Ryder Size. They're musical style has been variously described as psychobilly, southern rock, hard rock, cowpunk, and sleaze rock, too. Their lyrics, as you will certainly find out, mostly revolve around sex and drugs and drinking and fighting and rock and roll. All fun stuff for sure. So I definitely needed to break out my sonic hammer of the gods tonight to play you these songs with all of the bad words in them. As Captain Kirk says in the intro, push it right to the edge. But just right to the edge, not over it. And then our second featured artist in tonight's sound collage is gonna be that certified guitar player, Chet Atkins, who is providing all of our ambiance as well as, you know, a bunch of the production on the music. Ambiance being the music or the other sounds that I play during the talk breaks. Right now is Chet performing a tune called Yakety Axe. Shoutouts to the usual suspected listeners in Medford, Chuck and Diane and Arthur up in Beverly, John and Tim in Arlington, probably on a podcast. And then down in Smithtown, New York, we got Philip, Dylan, and Ryan. Although, yeah, maybe we need to cover their ears some parts here. Oh, well, everyone's growing up. If you don't really listen to much country music, I'm hoping I can turn you on to some of it this evening. Certain country music, I think, can just really hit on human emotions. And there are also some mighty fine players of oh so many instruments who've played country. We started off the show with one of those songs that I think can just bring tears by Dolly Parton. And then we had not just a duet, but a by Dolly Parton. That was her piece called The Letter, which I found on her album, The RCA Years. And then we heard not just a duet, but a spectacular set of guitarists rocking with some really hot country picking. That was Brad Paisley's Cluster Pluck. And he got a whole bunch of some of the best country players to contribute to sections on that, namely James Burton, Vince Gill, Albert Lee, John Jorgensen, Brent Mason, Red Volkart, and Steve Warnier. And then thanks in the next song, that was my Plastic Sushi Layla Jade remix of Nashville Pussy's Say Something Nasty. And yes, thanks so much to actress Layla Jade for all of her clips in that remix. Also, I wanted to mention we've got a sub-theme going on tonight relating to suicide prevention. And here we're referencing the tragedy of Steve McNair, who was an American football quarterback who spent the majority of his NFL career with the Tennessee Titans, who are based in Nashville. And he was killed by a young woman who he was having an affair with in a murder-suicide. And ironically enough, he recorded a suicide prevention public service message that we'll be hearing in the show. So overall, I think we've got an incredibly fun and educational and hard rockin' program for you this evening. Thanks also to former WMFO DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to volumes 1 and 2 of Nipper's Greatest Hits, the 50s. Gonna hear in that. And so it's gonna be about 1/3 music history of the Nashville sound, 1/3 hard hitting rock, and 1/3 other fun country related music. So in the next set, we're going to start off with two songs that are arguably the first examples of this Nashville sound that I've been talking about. And they were recorded first, Four Walls by Jim Reeves, and then Oh Lonesome Me by Don Gibson. And then we're going to hear some more Nashville Pussy. We're going to hear some really incredible bluegrass music by Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Bottoms there. Classic country with Patsy Cline, some more Nashville Pussy, and some more bluegrass and Skeeter Davis. And yes, I hope you enjoy this evening's Sound Collage Party, which starts now with, yes, the Nashville sound, and Jim Reeves and WMFO.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me, closing in on me. Sometimes I ask why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven, and so while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me, closing in.
Hustles. He looks like he's enjoying playing the game. People fell in love with him, and it's easy to understand why.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. So, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z.
Would you like that? Oh, Both ways. Father, listen to my story about a man named Ted. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food. Up through the ground come a bubbling crew. All that is black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Ken folks said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars. Josh?
Yes, sir.
Granny and me always has to dance this little number. If you'll take my part, I'll try to take Granny's part. What do you say?
How sweet it is.
Ain't it awful what a fella do to try to keep out of work, huh? Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. I want to invite you back again to this locality. I have a heap in heaven of the hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks, y'all come back in. Much obliged.
Thank you.
Rainfall can leave standing water around your property. Small puddles, plant saucers, plastic containers, clogged gutters, old tires, and even bottle tops are prime breeding areas for mosquitoes. You can help reduce the mosquito population by removing standing water on your property. Working together, we can control mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and minimize the need for widespread spraying. A message from this station and Burnt. For more information, please visit NoSprayNashville.org or call 615-327-8515.
I fall
to pieces each time I see you again.
We'll be right back.
cool Mr. T.
Suicide. Call 1-800-273-TALK and live to see better days. We'll be right back.
listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. And we've got a website, too, at WMFO.org. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Straight Outta Nashville. It's basically one-third music history, talking about, well, exploring the Nashville sound, which is production style country music style created in the 1950s and the 1960s by three people in particular, the guitarist and record producer Chet Atkins, and then the music producers Owen Bradley and Bob Ferguson. And one-third hard-hitting rock with our featured artists, Nashville Pussy, and the other third's kind of fun country-related music. We began the last set with pretty much the first two examples of that Nashville sound. Jim Reeves with Four Walls and Don Gibson with Oh Lonesome Me. And I got both of those on this album, lent to me by DJ Easy Ed, Nipper's Greatest Hits from the 50s. And then we heard Nashville Pussy with Struttin' Cock. And that's a song, yes, I mean, I smashed out all the bad words in there with my Sonic Hammer of the Gods. Now, you could argue that there's a certain word in the title there, and that's profane, but, you know, that word is a good word so many other places. So yeah, I think that's the example of pushing it right to the edge, right? Yeah. And then we heard The Ballad of Jed Clampett, the theme from the Beverly Hillbillies, as performed by Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. And then a public service message about mosquito control down in Nashville. NoSprayNashville.org. And then Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces, her big hit. Well, she had a number of big hits, but then Nashville Pussy again, Go to Hell. Man, that was a scary song. And then it was Marty Stewart and the Nashville, and some other artists from Nashville with a song called Roanoke. And I found that on an album called World's Hottest Bluegrass. And that was a pretty good song. And then it was Skeeter Davis with The End of the World. And Nashville Pussy finished us off with You Ain't Right. I really like the Nashville Pussy guitar sounds. Basically Gibson humbuckers going into Marshall amplifiers, tube amplifiers, and they aren't really, really, really cranking the distortion. Some bands, well, some types of really harder rock have a lot of distortion, but this kind of in the middle there, and I think it's a great sound. So, in the next set, we're going to kind of do the same thing, only different again. We're going to be hearing from some country artists who came a little bit later to become stars. We're going to be hearing from Johnny Cash, and we're going to be hearing Eddie Arnold. We're actually going to be hearing a piece called Cattle Call. And some Floyd Kramer and some more Nashville Pussy. But let's start things off with Elvis Presley and his a song that he recorded in July 1956 that was a big hit, and many people think that this is really the first Nashville sound song that made the biggest hit. We'll see what you think.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop the thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
This is a very sad case on multiple levels.
Hi, I'm Steve Magnier. I know that some young people are struggling with tough times. Each year, too many young people are taking their own lives. The good news is more young people are reaching out for help and choosing life. Right, Commissioner Bett?
Right, Steve. Getting early help for anxiety, stress, and depression leads to a fuller and happier life.
So if you're feeling really down and have even thought about suicide, call 1-800-273-TALK and live to see better days.
Change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Day of the Cowboy is July 23rd, a time to celebrate those pioneering adventurers and to recognize those still living the much-respected lifestyle. Hard-working, self-sufficient, and true grit cowboys symbolize what ranchers and farmers still provide this country. The cowboy plays a vital role in the economy of the nation and feeding America. Give them a tip of the hat on July 23rd. This is Randy Houston with a Farm Bureau salute to the American cowboy.